Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the TeachNet podcast. With me in the studio is Kay O'Regan, who is the e-twinning coordinator for the National Support Service in Ireland, and also Anne Gillerin, who is the European SchoolNet pedagogical manager. I'm Clifford Brown, and with Kay and Anne, we're going to be talking about e-twinning. So I'm going to start with you, Anne, and ask you, first of all, can you tell me what is the European SchoolNet?
Okay, well, the European SchoolNet is a company based in Brussels, which is supported by 29 ministries of education in Europe, with the brief to improve and heighten awareness of the use of ICT in education. So we run many projects. We run projects for schools. We run projects for ministries. We run research. We do research projects. So we have quite a wide base of activity, and we have about a staff of about 50 people, with multinational staff with quite a lot of different expertise. So that's basically what the European SchoolNet is.
And I presume your role then, Anne, is to try and manage all that.
I wish. My role actually is I work on a specific project, the one you mentioned that we're going to talk about today, e-twinning. At the moment, I work only on e-twinning. In the past, I've worked on various other projects. I've done some projects with school leaders. I've done also some European-wide research projects on the use of technology in classrooms, and also a validation study where products that were being produced by companies were brought into schools and schools got to use them and give their opinion on them, which was a very interesting exercise. So that there are some of the activities I've done in the past.
Well, let's focus then on the e-twinning projects. And could you explain to our listeners what is e-twinning and how does it work?
Well, e-twinning is a project that was started by the European Commission in 2005 with the objective of getting schools in Europe to work together using the internet. Now, there were, of course, many existing programs for schools to work together. The Comenius Partnership program is a long established one. And e-twinning was seen, I suppose, to fill a gap for schools who didn't want to go down the really formal route of registering very formally for a project. So to give them an introduction into working together in a very easy and informal way. How it works is we have a portal, a European portal, www.etwinning.net, which is the commercial. If you go to that website address as a teacher, you can get a lot of information about what e-twinning is and what it offers you. To participate, you have to register. So there's a registration form online, which is quite simple to fill out, some personal details about yourself and your teaching and your subjects and your age group of your pupils, if you have a project idea, etc., and then some details about the type of school you're in. Once you've registered, you're then part of the e-twinning community. And as a community, it offers you a wide range of things. Like we started with the idea that it would only be a project-based activity. But now there are almost 80,000 users in e-twinning. And the community has grown to be such an active and dynamic one that now there are many other types of activities available other than only project work. So this year, for instance, we launched a whole series of professional development online, which we call learning events. And these are short courses for teachers to get to know each other and to learn to develop their skills, as it were. We also have face-to-face meetings in Europe at European level and indeed at national level. We also have a lot of publications. We have groups where people, teachers can come together in an interest group and discuss. So it's very much now a social community for teachers, which promotes their skills and puts them in contact with each other.
That's a very welcome idea, having the social community for teachers, because I think a lot of people probably have a conception that e-twinning is just about projects. I might just turn to you now, Kay, and ask you to tell us about how the national agency here functions in relation to e-twinning.
Well, LIRGIS is the National Support Service, the NSS, for e-twinning in Ireland. And the role of the NSS is to promote and support teachers involved in e-twinning. So we would promote the programme. We would organise information meetings around the country, and we would send newsletters out to schools promoting the programme. We would send online newsletters. We also would send teachers to professional development workshops. As Anne said, these would take place in the various countries that are involved in e-twinning. And we would also promote maybe the learning events that are coming on stream and the learning groups. So it's a real mix of activities that we would be involved in.
So for Irish teachers now, for example, who may be listening to this and would be interested in becoming involved in e-twinning, I suppose the first port of call really is to go to the website and register there. And then how would the National Service intervene in this?
Yes, that's right. The first step would be the registration process. And at that stage, we would send out an information pack to the schools. This would contain maybe guidelines on how to, the next steps involved in finding a partner school and using the twin space. And it would also contain promotional materials as well. But as a national support service, we would provide a help desk. So if they had any difficulties, they would contact ourselves and we would give advice and support.
Very good. And if a teacher then twins with another school somewhere in Europe, do they get an opportunity to meet that school at any point?
There is an opportunity for teachers to attend the professional development workshops or perhaps the annual conference. And if they were interested in attending, they would contact ourselves and apply for a place. And these would happen pretty much nearly every month of the academic year. And there is a possibility to meet their partner schools at these events, and these are very very popular.
And the projects that teachers may involve themselves in with other schools, are these solely ICT projects, or are they projects in other areas also?
They really cover a wide array of topics. What we encourage teachers to do is to link in the project with what they're doing in the classroom. A lot of schools are very active, perhaps with the Green Flag or the Discover Primary Science projects, and they would link it in with what they're currently doing in the classroom. But what we would say is it shouldn't create extra work for teachers. It should tie in with the curriculum.
Very good. And coming back to you now, and what do you think are the benefits for both teachers and their students from e-twinning?
I think the biggest benefit is, from the teacher's point of view, is a raising of their own confidence and skill level in using ICT. And you asked about, Kay, about, are the projects only about ICT? They're not, of course. There's a wide range of projects. But I must mention that one of the things that we offer teachers coming is a whole set of digital tools to use to manage their project. So when they register, they come to an area which is called the desktop, which is a personalized area where they hang out, as it were, in the social sense and can meet other teachers. If they find a partner, then they can register a project, and that gives them access then to a whole other set of tools for using in their project, and this is called the twin space. So the main benefit, I think, for teachers is A, that they make contact with other teachers, because often teachers who are interested in this kind of work can be quite isolated in a school if they're the only ones who want to do this and other teachers aren't interested. So it immediately puts them in contact, if you like, with like minds. It also increases their confidence and helps them to explore, if you like, new ways of teaching. We get this feedback a lot from teachers. The biggest benefit that teachers report to us in terms of their students is the huge increase in motivation. They don't have any problem in getting their pupils to stay after school or to do extra work at home, or, you know, pupils really enjoy this kind of work. And again, it's addressing, if you like, a whole skill set for students, which perhaps is not traditionally addressed in the regular curriculum. Things like teamwork, digital skills, almost an entrepreneurial spirit as well in some cases. So I think it covers a much wider range of skill and can really bring a real added value to your curriculum work, which the traditional teaching method perhaps sometimes misses. Not always, but sometimes.
Is there any specific time frame then for a teacher who would be involved in e-twinning, or can this run for as long as a teacher wishes?
It's very flexible. It's extremely flexible. You can do a project that lasts 1 month. You can do a project that lasts 1 year, or you can do one that lasts 3 years. And I must also mention that I mentioned earlier Comenius, and now e-twinning is part of the Comenius family. So what we find is that many teachers who are thinking about doing a Comenius project often start to work together in e-twinning and then convert or work in parallel with their Comenius project and their e-twinning project. And also many of them who may have established relationships with schools through a Comenius project want to continue working together. They continue to work within e-twinning. So e-twinning is really flexible in that regard. There's no time frame, you know. So I think teachers really like it because of its flexibility.
Yes. And Kay, is there any cost to a teacher in this, or is this provided for teachers free of charge?
Yes, it's fully free of charge. And as Anne mentioned, there's a lot of tools available. The TwinSpace, which is a platform to collaborate with the partner schools. And this is entirely free. There is no charge.
And for some of the projects that have been, say, completed on e-twinning, can teachers go in and look at those projects? Can they see what other people have done?
They can indeed. They can visit the portal and www.etwinning.net, and they can visit and see for themselves the type of projects that have been completed.
So this would be an excellent way for a teacher perhaps who is would like to find out more, to register, first of all, use the various services from the portal, even without being involved in the project, and look at some of the other work that people have done and get some ideas perhaps for themselves that they might consider using in a later project that they might do.
Yes, and we've also, as a National Support Service, have published a booklet with Irish projects, with case studies of projects that have been completed. And if teachers wish to contact ourselves, we can send them out a copy of this. And there's some very good publications also developed by the Central Support Service, and they're also on the portal to download.
I think it's very timely, and I'm sure you would agree now with some funding going into schools where there'll be a baseline of equipment in every classroom consisting of at least a teaching computer, data projector, and some interactivity internet in each room. This is an ideal opportunity for a teacher who is even somewhat reluctant to use ICT to maybe start and get some ideas about how they might integrate their tools that they now have into their everyday teaching.
Indeed it is. And not only that, but I would encourage anybody who's reluctant to seriously consider registering, because immediately that will give them access to, well, things like the learning events, for example, which won't commit them to a lot of work on their part in terms of a project, but will put them in touch with other teachers and maybe in a relaxed way draw them, give them a little more confidence in going to the next step. I think one of the biggest strengths of e-twinning is the level of support. There's a level of huge support at national level, which is really valuable to teachers in their own countries. There's a lot of support also at European level. and also online among their peers, because I notice, for instance, in the desktop, there's a lot of messages from people who might have had a problem with this, and somebody answers, well, I solved it this way, you know, so there's a whole support there as well. So it's a very supportive action.
Yes. Okay, well, I think we've given everybody now a good idea of what e-twinning is about, and we must encourage you all really to take part in an initiative that I think is really a fantastic opportunity to engage with teachers in other countries. And with so many supports available, and this free of charge, with no commitment to actually have to do a project, I think it's just a wonderful opportunity for teachers of all experience levels to come in and use those facilities. Have you anything else you'd like to say on it before we wind up the show? Any further? Did we miss anything, or have we? Would you like to just repeat the web address?
Yeah, well, the web address, it's www.etwinning.net, and I suppose just to reiterate that you don't have to be an expert in ICT to get involved in e-twinning, and as if anybody wants any more advice or information, to contact the National Support Service.
And that's Lergus.
And that's Lergus. And details will be on the e-twinning portal. Contact us.
Thank you very much, Kay, for your time, and you too, Anne, for coming all the way from Brussels to talk to us today. And I hope everybody will follow e-twinning and involve themselves. Thank you very much.